Desde México, XW Televisión, Canal 2 en cadena.
Premier Orfeón, la voz de Hispanoamérica, con las más brillantes figuras juveniles en su serie Discoteca Orfeón a Gogó.
Abrázame, baby. Abrázame así. Abraza. Abrázame, baby. Abraza. Abrázame así. Entre mis brazos, nena, siempre estarás para poder decirte cuánto te quiero yo. Abraza, abrázame, baby. Abraza, abrázame así.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Now, I know that these are trying times and emotions are at an all-time high. People are panicking and they're making purchases and fighting one another for food and other goods. And it's absolutely disheartening that we are turning on one another when we should really be contributing to ensure that our communities have everything that they need. You know, to make sure that the elotero can still make his hustle. To make sure that the viejita down the street has what she needs. That the mom or the dad that relied on the school system to take care of their child during the day while they work two jobs can have someone reliable to take care of their child. But fortunately, we can all agree that music is their unifying realm. Great music doesn't care about your age or your gender or where you fall in the class system. It spans cultures and languages. And this touches upon this week's episode, how, for the most part, rock and roll tends to be thought about as a Eurocentric genre, but in reality, that couldn't be further from the truth. Rock and roll flips the bird to borders, and just so long as there's teenage angst, instruments, and a pinch of political turmoil, you pretty much have a recipe for a new groundbreaking genre. So this is where it can be argued that Los Psychos were one of the first garage punk bands in Latin America. They came about in 1964 with their garage rock stylings that really captivated the South American audience, but it soon fizzled out when they broke up after not much of a year. And fortunately for us, that during that 1 year that they were together, the band released 6 45s, so 12 songs in total, two of which I included in this playlist because I could not help myself. And you can hear how they were making groundbreaking music with their power chords and with their rock and roll attitude, which left a few crowds in Peru confused every once in a while, but they found a really huge cult following in the youth now. So here's this week's episode that travels south of the border and explores the rock and roll realm. Enjoy.
Thank you.
About being bilingual. Not only am I able to cry to twice the sad songs, but I'm able to do research in two languages, because on this next topic, there's actually no information in English. And this is about Discoteca Fiona Gogo, which is a program entirely directed towards Mexico's youth between the years of 1961 and 1969. And think about it as American Bandstand, where go-go dancers danced on stage with bands and other musicians. And this show featured artists and bands such as Los Hooligans, Los Locos de Ritmo, Los Rockin' Devils, and yes, my little darling ducklings, even Bill Haley and the Comets. And this was only the beginning of Mexican television. So in order to remain relevant, they had to target the youth. And what better way than through trends such as the latest dance moves and the most current music. So here's to the rest of the playlist, where we're gonna listen and we're gonna have a good time. Not asking if we're gonna have a good time. I can't risk that kind of response. Enjoy, guys.
ya grabamos tu nombre y el mío. Y comprendí que yo he de esperar por tu amor. Y ese beso que te di solo fue un juego para ti.
Scratched the surface of the music and the history of Latin America in the 60s, but fortunately this is only one of many episodes to come. And there's just so much more information that I want to share with you guys right now, but I want to keep this under half an hour. That, and I'm also recording with my eyes closed because I just finished a bottle of red wine. I don't know if that's going to hurt me or help me, but what is helping me is the fact that I've been receiving so much love and support from you guys, and I am beyond grateful, and I'm absolutely amazed by the amount of people that have approached me telling me that they appreciate so-and-so's song or that they recommended me music. So please don't stop that. I absolutely adore it. So thanks for listening in. I am your host, the frizzy-haired, four-eyed Napalm Nanny. Thank you guys so much for listening in.